This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history roast. On Dynamic banter.
It kind of scares me a little bit when Michael Caine bares his teeth a little bit.
I can't hear myself.
There he is. I'm sorry.
Michael Caine.
Dude, Michael Caine does get like angry in movies and his eyes get squinty and his whole mouth.
Yeah.
He bares his entire teeth.
British people get angry with their whole face.
Guys, welcome.
Also, fucking shit.
What?
What you is can finish it? Welcoming everyone.
No, what?
Winona Ryder.
Yeah.
Is.
A smoke show?
For sure.
A weirdo.
But the most, in Stranger Things specifically, the most expressive actor I've ever seen in the face, ever, in my whole life.
Which you wouldn't, like, if you were, you that wouldn't be the first thing you'd think of when you thought of Winona Ryder.
It's starting to be, you know?
I don't know. Is it? Because, like, Winona Ryder, well, I don't know. I guess
me,
I'm an old man, so, or we're old men. So my Winona Ryder is Beetlejuice.
For sure.
And Heathers.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, she'll always be a Beetlejuice girl to me.
Yeah, and I wasn't particularly, like, engaged by her facial expressions in Beetlejuice.
No, it was different back then.
Yeah.
So many years, though. That's like 30 years
That's
ago.
True.
Yeah.
So you're saying that.
Pull up.
You want to
I'm
see
saying...
a day. You want to see a day, Mike Falzone, on the record. You want to see a day. You would love to live in a world
where Winona's face.
Where one day, when somebody says the name Winona Ryder, the next thought is how expressive her faces are.
Yes, and I want the
wow.
response to that, her name, to be the other person you're talking to goes like this. Winona Ryder? Every time. You know how people, they say Renee Zellweger?
Zellinger one switch the nager.
And they go, oh, this one?
Yeah.
That's
or
what
like
I want.
When you go, Al Pacino, or not Al Pacino. Well, Al Pacino, yeah. Dude, I'm a bad nerd because I've been a bad nerd.
I've been a bad nerd. Delicate man.
Dude, we have fucking the internet in this bitch.
Oh, I heard you got fast
place,
internet now.
Dude,
the internet guy was so excited for you.
I know. And he like hung out because he found out we did like like comedy stuff.
Yeah. So can I use your internet?
He was like, dude, like, what's your number, man? Let me get your number. Well, I'm not gonna call. I'm just finding out if it worked out. You know?
Yeah.
But he was being like real.
I'll call you every day to figure out if it worked. I'll call you every day.
You don't have to do that.
I'll call you every day if you want me to.
You know what? I think we have to fight.
How fast your internet.
I think we have to fight.
Okay. I win.
Winner.
Round two.
Anyway, we got the internet back, which means we can
bring
back. I assume
there would be a round two.
The internet is so good here, Mike. I can pull up this track whenever I want.
Oh, shit, it's back.
Do you hear how quickly it came? It was like perfectly timed.
Yeah, it's basically a soundboard now.
Me nervous.
I don't know if it should be that good. Could we go back to the
I know. Part of the charm was that none of this shit works.
Yeah. Should I turn my Wi-Fi on my phone so we get a lead delay?
Can I be honest a little bit?
I wish you would for once.
I foresee a future with dynamic banter where someone is so trustworthy enough that they can operate a soundboard and pull up music. Would that be like...
Ryan... is the type of person who would be able to. And I think
he's the closest so far, yeah.
There are several people listening to this podcast right now that have a sense of humor and a sense of timing that they could definitely do it, and it would be like one of us was doing it.
Yeah.
I think that is too efficient and cool, And I would propose that maybe we do that, but over Skype. So there's a delay.
Yeah, that's the trade-off for people that are like, no, we want Steve to do the sound effects.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, well.
Steve from Missouri.
Steve from Missouri.
Calling in with the sound effects.
Dude, I mean, not to say that like I would ever want to half-ass this show in any way. It would have to truly be someone that like, even to me, I was like, fuck, that's what I would have done. Yeah. Perfect fucking timing. And there are people like that.
And then we find people who would just say what we would say, and then we just sleep more.
Right. Yeah, like people who think like we do.
Yeah. And that's the dream, mate.
Because I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm going to be like 50.
In general.
And just be like, in general. And I don't know if I'm going to be like 50 and I'm over here going...
where's the...
Anyway, guys, thanks for coming back. It's not feeling forced anymore.
The same old one.
Betsy's dead. Betsy died. She's a new model. You know how it goes. With gentlemen. Guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter. So I'm a bad nerd because... I have not seen a frame, nay, a shill from Stranger Things season 3.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I haven't seen any of it yet.
It's the only one I've seen. Pretty good.
Dude, I just, really?
Yeah. Oh,
How far in are you?
All of it. I've seen all
you
of it.
You saw the whole thing?
I saw probably the last 6 episodes.
Okay, well, that's not...
I know what's going on. I could tell you what's going on.
Was it
know.
Good?
Yeah, I had a great time.
Okay.
I thought it was great.
All right.
There's probably so much more enjoyment that I would have gotten out of it had I been on since the jump.
I would love to. I'm going to Comic-Con literally today.
Mm-hmm.
And if I somehow am in the same room with the Stranger Things people, the people that created Stranger Things.
Yeah. Tell them they did a
great
job.
I want to tell them so badly. That I have a friend who had not seen any Stranger Things, not season 1, not season 2. And then all of a sudden, he saw the last 6 episodes
maybe
of season 3.
Yeah.
The last 5 episodes of season 3. And he said he really liked it.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's a big fan, say.
I would love to hear that, what they would say.
Yeah.
If it were me, I'd be like, that's so fucking funny.
Uh-huh.
And I love that.
Yeah. I would be happy. I'd be happy. I'm happy.
And you know it. So, yeah, I haven't seen any of it. I feel bad. I just been busy, boy.
That's
been
good.
Rough these past couple of...
Well, being busy is a good problem.
I mean, it's...
Keep
sure.
The lights
oh,
on.
Absolutely. I'm just, you know, I'm just at a point where Comic-Con is going to be like a little vacation.
Are you... so you're not working nothing.
I mean, I'm doing one thing, and it's going to be very fun. I'm doing something with Hot Topic.
Yeah, cool.
Which is very cool. I love Hot Topic. I used to be ashamed of loving Hot Topic.
If I went into Hot Topic as like a 14-year-old now, and I saw you in there, you now shopping, I would turn around and and it'd be like, I don't want to embarrass that guy. I don't want to get embarrassed. I'd rather go. I'm falling into the gap.
You know, hopefully that person would already know how much I love Hot Topic. So then they wouldn't have to be embarrassed.
I picture you with 2 like overarm bags with a big wide smile.
Yeah. Big black Hot Topic bags.
You see these cards? These are hilarious.
Oh, shit. That printed shirt's got corgis.
Oh, shit. A Marilyn Manson septum ring.
Oh, dude. That fucking shirt. Do you see that restaurant? That's a make-believe restaurant from the universe of the Cryptal series.
Oh, hosted by the Cryptal Keeper.
And the Cryptal Kids.
Oh, Dark Cryptal.
That's my favorite Jim Henson movie.
Holy shit.
The
man.
Dark Cryptal. Oh, fuck, man. Anyway, I'm going to Comic-Con, and it's like the first year I don't have to do a bunch of dumb garbage.
That's great.
And on the one hand, I'm very happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, I'm a little sad about it. But, you know, you live.
Yeah.
YOLO, baby.
You do. You do. Only one.
You do only one.
Yaldo.
Yaldo. Y'all do only one. Yaldo.
You know what they say about bungee jumping player Yaldo?
Yeah, well, yeah.
You only gotta do one.
Yeah, dude. So it's interesting, and I'm going with Brett Register of Feels Like the First Time Show, who, by the way, gifted us some cool stuff.
Awesome.
I don't know if you want to. Well, more like he gifted you some cool stuff, but there is one specific item.
So excited.
There's one specific item that I think it belongs to the show. Are you okay up there?
I got itchy.
Oh no, boy.
Yeah.
I hope you didn't get pink eye from these dirty cups here in the Valley Folk.
That's my nightmare, dude. That's why I like whenever I forget my shit and I have to use a cup, I'm like, my mouth is gonna get pink eye if I use.
Dude, pink eye is the easiest thing to have and then get rid of. It's disgusting.
Yeah,
and it's the most disgusting.
Yeah, it's fun to wear sunglasses for 3 days though.
Yeah, man. Because then you're like, they're like, oh shit, is that Bob Dylan? Is that long hair Bob Dylan?
Yeah.
Anyway, do you want to see what Brett got us, or do you want to keep talking for a little bit?
Does everyone know where Brett works?
Oh, yeah. We need to talk about
this. And for whom?
Yeah. So Brett used to work for DC, the comic book company. And now he works for Mattel.
Yeah.
The toy company.
Uh-huh.
And God damn it, Brett, why didn't you work for Mattel over 10 years ago when they were doing Ghostbusters stuff? Because I would have given a shit.
Brett, be you 10 years ago now.
And let me go with you. I've got my bags and my luggage.
My passport is prepped to go to the past. To the same country in the past.
Do you have your passport?
That's what it would be called. And that gets a that.
All right. So, dude.
Is there no movie that has been
there? Should I go Passport?
That's wonderful.
It's just about this guy. What's it about? Oh, you know what it should be? It should be about an airport or flying somewhere.
It's about getting your passport.
Oh, that's
and
good.
And the whole first series, maybe 6 episodes, they're just giving it a shot. It's just somebody
like
in the
this.
Process of
like
getting
this.
Their passport.
And yeah. And may I build the universe a little with you?
I wish you would.
I think what's happening in the universe of Passport is time travel exists, but you can't go into the future. You can only go into the past.
And only like doctors can do it.
Well, I think doctors and scientists, you know, and it's a big debate. And there's like whenever our main character is like watching TV, there's always protests and like crazy, like the government shouldn't have control over time. And like people just freaking out all the time. And whenever someone's on the street, there's always like crowds of people going like, our past matters, our past matters. And then the main character just goes into the pizza place and sits down and he starts eating the pizza and stuff. But in that universe, I think our main character is given the opportunity to join a focus group to be among the first civilians to ever use
testers.
The passport.
Yeah.
And he got it from a friend, a girl, who is really worried about him because he's kind of a slacker and he kind of has nothing going on. And she's worried about him. He's an older guy, you know. Maybe
so
they live
does
in,
she work for the place?
No, maybe they live in New York, so it's like it's really hard. He's struggling, you know, to survive. But no, she doesn't work for the place, but she works for an agency that looks for candidates for.
So
like,
he is otherwise not worthy.
No, not
this.
At all.
That's what I'm thinking.
Not at all. But I think the plot of the show is that he becomes increasingly closer to getting the passport.
Yeah.
Like, he keeps passing the focus groups and the tests, and there could be, like, weird things they put him through and weird situations they put him through.
When
and
they pass a test, they do a stamp that says passed.
Yeah. Right. You, sir, have passed. And then he'll go home at night and he'll like hallucinate weird things because like they're fucking with him so much,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he's just like, he doesn't understand what's going on. And he goes to his friend at one point, maybe episode 5, and he's just like, why do they want me? I'm an idiot. I'm a loser. I'm a nobody. I'm nothing. And he has this big speech and it's really funny and also kind of sad. And then she goes like, you just said it. That's why they want you.
That's
because
it.
You're so unbelievably sad and normal that they probably want that in their test.
Yeah.
And then he just like comes to grips with how sad and normal he is.
Uh-huh.
And then he starts to put effort into the testing process.
Yeah.
And he starts to lose it a little bit because he was putting effort into it.
Uh-huh.
And then finally he's just like, I'm going to be myself. And then season one ends with him getting his passport. And then
yeah.
that's the end of the season.
You know where he goes?
Where does he go?
You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready, dude. Let's do it.
The motivation
yeah.
for why he goes so hard at
yeah.
the end
yeah.
is so that the time in the past where he picks is when he started being sad. And now he goes through his life with this whole new lease on life.
Oh, that's really good.
Passport.
So it's almost like
coming
oh,
to
man,
a streaming
dude.
Platform that's available to the majority of the it's going to be on YouTube.
Dude, and here's the thing. We could even make it so that, like, once we get into season 2, which we could call the time travel season, because
yeah.
that's when time travel starts to happen, we can surmise that, like, we can make people think that while we're in season 2, that even possibly season 1 was, like, not the correct timeline, or, like, not, we're coming into the show, like, the fifth time he's already traveled to the past.
Well, now it's the good place.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
It's the good place, but with a different
it's
set
the good
of
place meets Bill and Ted meets, well, yeah. Meets,
Broad City.
Meets Broad City. Sure, throw it in there. Throw it in there.
I think you have to get something greenlit.
This is great. I'm writing it down. Passport.
That's good.
TV series.
We're going to make a lot of money.
DB episode. Yeah, dude, let's do this. Executive producers.
Yeah, sure. I don't even know.
I'd like to be showrunner.
Okay. I'd like to be in it sometimes.
Oh, yeah. I guess we should be in it. We shouldn't be the leads, though.
Oh, no.
No, no.
We're the guys. We'd be so up our own asses about it that we'd show up on camera. Like, I'd be the pizza guy.
Yeah.
And I always show up on camera, and I'm like, well, if you didn't want it, why don't you go back in the past and change it or something like
that?
And
then he's like,
and then I'll go like this. Wherever the camera is, and it's like a
oh, you'll look directly into the camera.
You're right, it's not a sitcom at all. And I go like this.
and then executive producer Mike Falzone comes up over the screen,
but
and then you do a little
tracked,
point.
It's tracked.
Yeah, yeah. As you walk away, yeah, and you're kind of pointing at it while you walk away.
And I'm sprinkling money on it.
Shredded up money, because that's what you put in your tea.
Dude, I open the pizza, and it's just a cheese pizza with shredded money.
Excuse me.
And the character's like, I'm not going to eat this. Why don't you go back in the past and change the past?
Well, then why don't you try to change?
And the show hasn't even made any money.
No,
yet.
No, it's like the first episode. It's like, who the fuck was that? What the fuck was that?
because executive producer is attached to my name, I just think I'm gonna be rich, so I start to live.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. But you're not ready for it, and you're
no,
not.
No,
you're
no.
certainly not prepared. You're not, and right. not in the way you think you are.
Well, I blew so much money already on this fake money.
I'd like to show run, but I'd like to maybe who could direct this thing? Maybe Brett. Brett Register would be really good. Oh, Kevin Plackey.
I would love to work with Brett. And then Kevin is the DP or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then I'd like to get someone.
Already too many white
someone
guys on the
younger
project,
than
I don't like that.
I'd like to get someone younger than us to play the lead.
Yeah.
And it could even be like, well, I mean, this kind of forfeits my idea, but it could be Malcolm.
He's in too many time travel shows. Malcolm is definitely in it, without a doubt, but not the lead.
Dude, you and I should
Wait a minute. No, because he has to have like a Malcolm could be the lead.
Yeah, Malcolm could be the lead. It'd be perfect for him, and he'd love it. Yeah, it's like a comedy drama. Dude, you and I should be scientists that work at the Passport Place.
Hell yeah. We decide whether or not he gets it.
Well, we're like, I'd like to be like a guy that's like a history nerd.
Uh-huh.
And I work at the Passport office.
Yeah.
And I'm like constantly monitoring history to make sure that like it's not getting screwed up.
Yeah.
And I know like all this historical knowledge and stuff. So I like end up working with the main guy a little bit.
Yeah,
and you should be like in that team.
I want to be like the guy in charge of relationship analyst.
There you go. Yeah,
yeah.
You
have
to make sure that all of the relationships that are important to history stay the way that they are.
Yeah. Oh, I like that a lot. That could be its own spinoff show. And then we're the lead, and then we get the pizza.
We call it historical continuity. the historical continuity department.
The dude, that's great.
The HCP. HCD.
That's so good, dude.
Pedartmouth.
Dude. We went to Pedartmouth.
Yeah. And then, so, like, you don't see us until he gets, like, deeper into season one when he gets to the Passport office.
Yeah.
Our
jobs depend on Malcolm killing it in the first season.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he gets to meet us once he's made it through like the crazy testing process.
Yeah.
And then he just meets us in passing. We're like barely in the episode. Like someone introduces him to the historical continuity department, and then we just go like, "Hey, what's up, man?"
Can I get one of those?
Yeah, of course you get a winker in.
Okay, nice.
And then you're gonna wear your money bow tie? Your $100 bill bow tie? and then he'll go away, and then the rest of the season will happen, and then he'll get his passport, and then in the next season we'll be like not regular but like semi-regular, because
reoccurring.
Yeah, because we're gonna monitor him, and we have to like go through the like historical procedures. Like, you can't mess with time in a way that would like drastically ruin history.
Yeah.
And like we work with him on that, and then eventually it's like we get dragged into his like problem, and then maybe it's like, you know, we go too deep and we start kind of like, you know,
you fall in love with the same person.
We fall in love with the same person. Yeah.
All three of us.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I wouldn't
want to
insert ourselves too much, but we could have some fun with it.
Yeah. Well, we might as well have some fun with it.
We might as well.
Our fictional show that we
have. Wow, what a cool idea. I really like it.
Are we rich yet? Can you check?
Well, we've only been going for 20 minutes.
Oh, all right. Well, let's do some ads.
Let's take a look at I forgot about the ad. Let me pull that up.
Holy shit, man.
Yeah, let's make a TV show, Mike.
Have you spent much time in San Francisco?
Very little, man. I've only
awesome,
been
man.
Once. Yeah. Yeah.
It's dude, that's like
I'm a sham.
It's unlike any other city I've ever been to in my life.
Yeah.
Cuz it's all on like the side of a hill, and it goes like straight up, man, and everything's real on top of each other, and everything is like old, beautiful architecture. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot of history there.
Yeah.
Alcatraz.
Al Pacino.
Al Yankovic.
Al LaMode. The whole city's on ice cream.
Yeah, dude, I love it. San Francisco. Perfect. It's beautiful. Okay, so do you want to look at these toys Brett brought?
Oh, fuck yeah, man. I forgot.
So Brett
about
works
that whole
for Mattel,
thing.
And Brett is fully aware of Mike Falzone's interest in
WWE, pro wrestling. All you guys know about it. I talk about it in almost every casual conversation.
And in the WWE and the pro wrestling, they Marvel Mattel makes the toy line.
Yeah, they have
for
a license or something. And they have for a real long time, and they do like, they're really awesome. They're not like, when we were young, wrestling figures were just like little cartoons.
Yeah, yeah.
And it kind of looked like the guy, but that wasn't the point. You just play with them, stand together. But now they're like art toys. And crazy detail.
And like, they're like posed in their like specific poses and stuff.
Yeah. That's nuts.
And they come with like little accessories that are like super specific to like certain instances of that person's career.
Oh, for sure.
And stuff like that. That's cool, man. That's cool shit.
That's awesome.
All right, let's go one by one here. And there's a coup de grace in here that I want to save. But what is this?
What is the? Oh, shit, player. Okay, this is cool for so many different reasons. So this is, I would call it a WrestleMania playset.
Wow.
I don't like calling it a playset because I'm so excited about it and 34 at the same time. But basically, which WrestleMania was this? 30 or something? I was actually at this one, I think.
No shit.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you want me to look it up?
This was the one in where the it's in California. The 49ers play there. I don't remember where it was.
The
anyway,
Forum.
The New Haven Coliseum. So this is Triple H. He fought Sting, who was an old wrestler who came back. It was a huge deal because he was a WCW guy, and this was his first time in the WWE after, like, all these years.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to fight The Undertaker, but he didn't. He fought Triple H instead. But this is cool because it's his makeup, Sting's makeup, is, like, worn.
Oh, shit.
And
looks
that's
like it's
never
like, oh,
happened
really?
To a little action figure.
It looks like it's, like, coming off. It's, like, sweating off and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
This is battle-damaged Sting.
Sweaty Sting.
Sweaty Sting.
Why don't you show that to this camera over here? That's cool, man. Yeah. All right. Number two. You ready for this?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Let me take a look first, because I don't know what I'm looking at.
Go ahead and take a look.
Okay, you're going to love
it. Why don't
this.
You tell me what you think it is first? And then
well,
that be fun?
Yeah, it looks like another playset.
Okay. Can we come up with a different name for it? Action collectible statue.
I think one. Replicas. Okay, so I'm very, very familiar with one of these
okay.
wrestlers. And I think basically anyone listening to this knows who this person is.
Okay.
But it's not that obvious. And the other person is, I think I've seen her recently and stuff.
Like in like Starbucks?
Yeah, I saw her in Starbucks.
Okay. Okay. So this is from the same, this is also from a WrestleMania 30. And this is John Cena, who is now in everything.
Yeah.
That's his new thing, that he's in everything.
Yes, he is in everything.
But he's been a wrestler
but
for a long
okay,
time. But
that's okay, right?
He has, he's special because he has as many muscles as his action figure does.
He's the only one that has as many muscles as his action
the
figure
the only
does.
One. And this is his... I don't know what they are now. There was a love situation.
Are they the ones that did that like kiss and then he smashes it like he knocks her out?
No, he doesn't. John Cena, it's very important to John Cena that he doesn't hit girls.
Oh, good, good. That's good to hear.
That's his whole thing.
Right, okay.
Nikki Bella. And I think that there was like a fake proposal or something.
Did the fake proposal sounds right.
Dude, the old wrestling couple. It's like Macho Man and Elizabeth, only worse.
That's great. Did people just take pictures with her at VidCon or something, or was that
no,
someone else?
No, that was fucking Becky Lynch.
Oh, okay,
Becky Lynch
I'm sorry.
Is the shit. Who is now our best friend. Me and Zoya met her, and we're
she was
best
a treat.
Fucking friends.
That's
she was
great.
Like, oi, you guys are a good time. Oi.
Mike.
Yes.
I don't think you're ready for this jelly.
What is it?
Dude,
give me
this
a clue.
Is this is for the show.
Okay.
From Brett Register.
Holy shit, dude! That's so fucking awesome. That's such a good thing.
It's a perfect thing.
That's such a good thing.
Explain
dude.
To people what it is.
It's called live action battle microphone.
Shit, I really hope it doesn't need a fucking screwdriver to get those batteries in there.
Battery
what's,
microphone.
What's the chances, Mike, that that microphone's gonna have a screw on the battery door?
I don't know. I haven't, dude. One
Why don't
of my
you give
first
me a percentage?
Wrestling toys ever was a microphone that they made in like 1991.
Did you yell ooh into it,
dude? Constantly. I took, it was like, it was a battery powered thing, and it was there was a big foam thing because it was a little kid's present, and then the receiver was just like hard metal on plastic. I took this part off.
Oh, wow.
Took this part off.
Got some danger.
Do you want me to open this?
Yeah, you have to.
Dude, these are so, they're so involved.
What even... can happen with that. We could have a whole wrestling match
There's a crowd meter so we could see how much people are going to like our jokes before we
Are you trying not to get this thing?
Oh, no, that's fine. Fuck it all up.
Packaging? Okay, great.
I just, I got nothing to cut it open with.
Okay, great.
Dude, this is so awesome. And this kind of is like an updated version of the toy that I used to have because there was like three or four buttons on it and there was like a crowd noise. There was a noise that sounded like a bell and something
you
else.
You got to have that bell.
But that's fucking awesome.
Did you use it to like start like wrestling matches with your pals and stuff?
No, I think it was legitimately before I had any friends. Oh, it was a toy that I had to make myself louder alone, and then I grew up to be a stand-up comedian. How, that's something, right? Go back to the past and fix that, Malcolm.
It's already working.
Nice, great. It's saying, free us. How old could these batteries be? Because this isn't a brand new thing. Ooh, sounds like you're doing pretty good. Oh, shit. So that was the crowd? This is the crowd.
Yeah.
You hear what they're saying?
What are they saying?
Boring. So it's like if you were talking, it's like, I'll tell you something else, and then I'll tell you this like that. They seem to enjoy that.
That's good.
So do you
put it up to the microphone a little bit more.
I think you hold it like this, and then you hold this button like this, and then I will tell you that. What? What, you have something to say?
Dude, that's so funny. That's so fucking funny, dude. But you can't do
the talking and the crowd at the same time. So I gotta stop talking and I gotta hear what the crowd has to say about that.
So the middle button is you talking. I don't know what the top button does. And then the bottom button is the crowd.
Hey, everybody. I don't know how I got here. I shouldn't be here. I don't like any of this.
Seth Rollins.
Hell yeah.
The Miz.
What is
The Rock?
The Rock's... Here comes The Rock.
Oh, he's been away too long. So I guess the funniest way to use this is to, because the first one announces people. That's like if you're the ring announcer.
Yeah.
And then second one talks, third one's the crowd. Oh, this is going to be so great. Brett just saved the show.
Yeah. He really gave a perfect gift.
Oh, so many future scenarios where this will be utilized. This will always have fresh batteries in it, and that's my pet.
But it also has the fucking screw on the battery door because people are...
I'll rip it open with
fucking morons, humans, Americans.
Well, it's also a little kid thing, you know? So you don't want little kids...
Yeah, but dude, when I was a fucking little kid...
Delicious batteries.
Guess what I could do? I could open the fucking battery door, and I didn't want to put them in my mouth like a fucking idiot.
Big fan of that ring.
If your fucking kid opened up the battery door and ate the batteries,
dude,
that's on you.
Steve, you're cutting a promo right now. This is what a promo is. So please, use the microphone correctly.
All right.
Talk about kids eating batteries. Worst entrance music ever. Holy shit.
Sorry, guys, I wanted to come in with something a little calm today. Let's get calm. Everyone's always yelling and screaming.
Boo, boy.
Really rude. You know what, man? You know what? I fucking hate it. I fucking hate the goddamn screw on the battery door. On all the fucking toys on the fucking planet. I'm sick of it. You understand? When I was a fucking kid, everything I owned had a battery door on it. That's right.
Jet flew over real quick.
Sorry, I'm a cop. I didn't fucking open up the goddamn battery door and eat the god. Eat. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. Oh, the batteries. Yeah, the batteries are dying, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I know. Calm down. Yeah, it's gonna be okay.
But it sounds like they want their money back.
Here's what I'm gonna say before the batteries fully fucking die. Are you ready for this shit? Your kids are fucking idiots, and it's your fault, America.
I like that at the end. I really like the statement at the end. Holy shit, man. There's that, some kind of switch on
that the microphone cannot be turned off.
There's what do you think this means, dude? There's a three-way switch on the bottom of this.
What?
Right now it's set to X.
Oh, I know what's going on here. Yeah, let me have that boy. Yeah, yeah. X is going to be like the demo mode for when it's in the packaging.
What if we turn it on regular mode and it's so loud like an arena microphone?
And then the middle switch is off, and then this switch is the normal function of the product.
Does this change anything, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, it sounds a little bit more crisp. It
sounds more consistent.
I don't understand this at all. Do you, audience?
So let's select superstar to battle.
No.
So Dean Ambrose, John Cena, Kevin Owens, The Miz.
Who's sick?
The Rock.
Let's go for The Rock.
Get backstage and practice. Better luck next time.
Who says this kind of shit into a microphone?
Get backstage and practice.
What is this, a game?
Oh, is that like
Drew
a...
run in your mouth?
Well, fuck you, The Rock.
Are you ready to go one-on-one with the Great One?
This is shit. Dude, I'm like, no, hold on. I'm way in over my...
Is that what you think? It doesn't matter what you think.
Okay. Well, I agree. And I got like, ow. Ow!
Are you ready to go one-on-one with the Great One?
I don't understand. Why am I here? Look at me, dude. You're going to fuck me up. You're going to ruin my life. You're going to hit me once and everything will change for me.
Know your role and shut your mouth. Is that what you think? It doesn't matter what you think. Get backstage and practice. Get backstage. Know your role and shut your mouth.
Fuck you, motherfucker! I'm sick of your shit! You're huge! And you'll kill me real good! But I'm sick, okay.
Is that what you think? Dean Ambrose.
What?
I'm the real rightful heavyweight champion.
Who the fuck are you? Where did you come from?
So many things.
I couldn't help but hear your little story. Prepare for dirty deeds.
I really hope that means we're just going to watch that show with Mike Rowe, The Dirty Jobs, because I don't know what time for dirty deeds means.
Just how crazy are you willing to get?
Good question.
Dude, honestly, like... I don't know. What is your barometer for crazy? Because you're a jacked dude. And you're like... Okay.
Welcome to the Ambrose Asylum.
Now you're fighting Dean Ambrose.
I don't understand what that is. Where am I?
I couldn't help but hear you. John Cena.
What?
I'm a bad man. Recognize.
Okay. I don't want to be here.
Your time is up. My time is now.
Totally. I give up, and it's your time. I'm out.
Get ready for an attitude adjustment.
No, my... Oh, man. I don't want this.
I'm a bad man. Recognize Kevin Owens.
I don't know why someone keeps saying someone's name and then suddenly they're here.
But trust me, you and I are going to fight.
Well, I don't want to fucking fight. Why am I...
I know how to finish a fight.
Okay. I've never been in a fight in my life. I'm scared. Do you understand? I'm scared.
But trust me, you and I are going to fight.
Jesus! Like, can somebody fucking help me? This guy is, like, not even listening to me, and he keeps saying he's gonna fight me, and I don't understand why I'm here!
You think that you have me all figured out?
Oh, dude, I'm, like, fuck. Can I just go? I'm scared.
Are you kidding me?
Ah, Jesus. Somebody help me.
But trust me, you and I are going to fight.
Seth Rollins.
Oh, finally, Seth Rollins. What's up, man?
You're always two steps behind, aren't you?
I mean, I'm not very fast, is that what you mean?
All I get from you is disrespect.
I don't...
Just back out. It's for your own good.
Okay, I back out.
All I get from you is disrespect.
Dude, this is 100% an only child toy.
Hey, man, I don't want to be your friend.
You don't have what it takes.
You don't have what it takes.
You're not even a B-lister.
Not even you're a B-lister.
I've got a skull-crushing finale with your name all over it.
I got a Fiat 500 in back there, parts, buddy.
You don't have what it takes.
That's fair.
I've got a skull-crushing finale with your name all over it.
I got a hard-boiled egg in the fridge in the green room. And they know it's mine. Everyone back there knows it's mine. I said,
you're not even a B-lister. The Rock!
Why are we fighting The Rock again?
Are you ready? Looks like we have a new superstar in the making.
That's me! I'm the new superstar!
Get backstage and practice.
What the fuck?
Dude, is it really a thing where you just have to talk smack to them over and over again and then you earn their respect?
Seems like it.
Wow, that's fun.
Dude, I would have loved this. This would have saved me a lot of brain power.
That's so fun. That's like an improv toy.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you think wrestling helped you a lot with improv?
Probably, dude. Dude, I used to play with wrestling figures, and I had a wrestling ring, and I probably had like 50 of them. And I would set them up in like tournament bracket.
Yeah. Mode.
And I'd be like, I'd come up with the storyline about
you set
how
it
this
up.
Guy beat that guy.
Yeah.
I set it up.
You set it up. That's you doing it.
Legos.
Not
you set
Jim
it up.
Not Jim McMahon. Not
Dance McVance.
Not Jant. McDan. I fucking hate it when the goddamn shirt pops through the sleeves. I
sure.
fucking hate it.
So your t-shirt sleeves are longer than your button
yeah,
down t-shirt
yeah,
sleeves.
Yeah.
So why don't you do a...
Yeah, you gotta.
Yeah.
All right, let's do some ads, huh?
Please. This is magnificent. Thank you.
It's a great gift.
Wait, how do you just make it go? Like, how do you just make it go?
You gotta hold down the middle button.
So no matter what,
they're gonna say something?
What do you mean?
I was just pressing the wrong button. Go ahead.
God yeah. bless.
Are you ready to go one on one?
Let me have a sip of water here, please. I just duked it out with The Rock and Dang Jansen right in the ring.
Dang Jansen.
Guys, Squarespace, legacy program on the Dynamic Banter. Legacy program. It's a legacy brand for us. We love Squarespace. They've been with us for quite some time. Loyal, wonderful, easy to talk to. Smells great.
Smells great.
You know what you can do with Squarespace? You can make a website.
Yeah. You're 100% right.
Easy.
You could have your own store. You could have a blog. You could have a page that redirects to a different Squarespace website that you've made. And it could look beautiful without you doing any real super duper hard work. You pick from one of many award-winning templates. The website already won an award without you having anything to do with it. And you could just adapt that, and then your website could look like an award-winning website.
Yeah, you can become a part of the celebration of the award-winning.
Jump on afterwards with Squarespace.
Simple as that, guys. And it's easy.
Yeah.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy. You got a phone, you got a computer, done. You can make a website.
Boom. And funny that you mentioned both of those places because your website will look perfect on both of those places.
Absolutely. Award winning. Because of the award winning templates. Made by world class designers.
Heard of them?
You can sell stuff. You can announce some kind of upcoming event. You can, you know what a website is.
Yeah.
So guys, go to squarespace.com/banter for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code banter to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Mike Falzone's website is a Squarespace website.
You can go check it out if you want. While you're there, check out the dates section. See where I'll be. Check out the picture section to look at a picture. There's a video on it.
Go and have a chuckle with your family.
Looks like
go see Mike Falzone. Take a girl or a boy, whatever, man. Have a great time. You're going to laugh. I guarantee it.
Take a girl and a boy. Drop them off. You go home. Enjoy your evening.
So anyway, yeah, guys, squarespace.com/banter, squarespace.com/banter for the free trial. And when you're ready to launch the website, you can use the offer code banter and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Thank you so much, Squarespace. We appreciate you. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Squarespace.
Bye, Squarespace.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye,
Squarespace.
Bye-bye, Squarespace.
Goodbye, Squarespace.
Guys, MeUndies. I don't know what else to say about this company. I've said so many positive things. I will never say a negative thing because I have not experienced a negative thing.
Even when I do, I will keep it to myself.
No, it'll be my fault. The only negative thing that happens while you're in underwear is your own fault and no one else's.
You know they get wet when you pee in them? That's something I don't like about MeUndies. Uncool
MeUndies. Be waterproof.
Dude, MeUndies are the most perfect type of underwear I've ever had in my entire life.
Yeah, I'm wearing them right now, and I have a suitcase packed at my apartment right now because I am skipping town, and you'll never see me again.
Hell yeah,
but
bye-bye.
Every piece of underwear in that suitcase is MeUndies.
When you pack, do you pack all your underwear?
Absolutely.
Like, I could shit my pants 7 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never know, dude. You just don't know.
No. You honestly don't. But
and I can't
so
afford a pair of underwear.
To open that away bag and to see all of the MeUndies that you have all these choices.
It's like a treasure's cove of underwear. Treasure's Cove is my favorite hotel and resort at Walt Disney World in Florida.
Treasure's Cove, TM.
Guys, summer comes with a number of awesome perks, vacaciones, beach days, barbecues, but the one perk that outshines them all is summer-themed undies courtesy of, you guessed it, MeUndies.
Hell yeah.
MeUndies is the only brand that lets you eat pineapple while wearing pineapple undies. Or watch the sky light up on, say, a 4th of July, knowing that your undies are doing exactly the same thing, lighting up the night sky.
You don't have to worry about the big booms no more.
Most comfortable underwear I've ever worn. I'm not just saying that. You know how important it is to protect your goods.
You have to. Not only underwear, but they make sleepy pants.
Oh, those sleepy pants.
And they sent Zoya a onesie, and it's like being in one of those deprivation tanks.
Oh, yeah. Guys, you know how comfortable they are. They got that micromodal fabric. Scientists worked countless hours in underwear labs finding that softest fabric. But not only do they have undies, they also have tops. And bras, and shirts, and pants, and onesies, and socks. They really are killing it. They're killing the game.
Oh, they do send you socks. Oh,
yes, they do. Goodness. Love those socks, dude. Ooh, you slip right into them, and they slip right into your shoe, and then you don't even have to think about it.
They got the little pads on the Achilles.
Love
like that.
The pads. Mm. Oh, you're killing me with the pads, MeUndies. And guys, don't forget, during the summer, you can look out for those summer-themed prints dropping every Tuesday. That's right, every Tuesday you can get a new summer-themed print, which I like, those little, those crazy prints, I like them.
Summer-themed.
And there's buddy bands, which are...
One pair of underwear that you and your best friend get in together.
No, you can get buddy bands for your pup.
What is that?
Your puppy.
What is that?
You can match your pup with their new buddy bands available in the same prints and colors as their undies.
What is a
buddy? It must be like a little headband or something.
Okay.
So here's the offer, you guys. For any first-time purchasers, when you purchase any MeUndies product, you get 15% off and free shipping. That's a big fat duh. Get 15% off a pair of the most comfortable undies you'll ever put on. You just got to go to MeUndies.com/banter. That's MeUndies.com/banter. Thank you, MeUndies. I'm going to need to get some motherfucking iced tea.
Oh, shit.
How's that hit you?
Mike just... so I handed Mike the documentation for this wrestling microphone that Brett gave us. And he had it over there for quite some time. That was just you alone in your brain for a second, wasn't it? And you were just trying to make sure it worked. Yeah. Oh, dude, this is a crowd meter. Yeah. It tells you how...
Just like in real life.
It tells you how well you're doing with the crowd.
Dude, what if, like, they were setting up mics for the president, like, to make, like, his inaugural address? It's like, okay, you good, Mr. President?
Okay.
Let's just test the mic.
One, two.
Should be all good.
Yep, we're good.
50,000 people.
Holy shit, dude! You can battle back and forth with a friend.
Oh shit!
And skip straight to step B1 to activate microphone without superstar responses. Is this the same manual they get hired as wrestlers?
How do you do the one without the superstar responses? How do I skip to
you skip level B1? Straight to B1, and that is talking to the microphone while pressing and holding the second button.
Okay.
So that's it.
Any wrestler interference with what I have to say.
And then.
Mike, you're a dirty bastard, and I think you smell, buddy.
They're not feeling either of us.
I smell. I'm the one who smells. I think you smell.
Fuck you, man. Fuck you, man. That's not fucking fair. Fucking not here, man. Not fucking here, man.
You know what? You're right. Now that I have some time to think about it, maybe airing our dirty laundry in front of 15,000 people isn't, give me a goddamn second, isn't the right thing to do. They're shutting the mic off. Steve, I love you, bud.
Well, they're playing my exit music, so
I guess they like to play. I love you, buddy.
That's why they fired us.
Wait, you had it set to the demo again.
Yeah, but whenever you do the other one and you let your finger off the second button, it says, The Rock, now it's The Rock time to talk.
Oh, yeah, that's right. hang on. This
I hate that part.
Press the third button to end the smack talk battle. Press the first button to select the superstar you want to battle. So maybe we don't do that. Yeah. Skip straight to B1. So we don't pick a superstar.
Don't pick a superstar. So don't hit the top button.
Right.
So turn it on regular mode and don't hit the top button.
Right. All right,
Mike Falzone. I've about had it with you, god damn it.
Select superstar to battle.
Ah, fuck.
Select superstar to battle.
Dean Ambrose.
All right, Mike Falzone. I've had it with you.
Welcome. Looks like we have a new superstar in the making.
Dude, I think we gotta keep it on the other mode and just put batteries in it.
Yeah.
I hope you all enjoyed listening to us trying to figure this.
I mean, dude, it's a superstar tip in this manual that to battle back and forth with a friend, skip straight to B1 to activate microphone without superstar responses.
So which side of the switch does that have to be on?
On. Which is
so
the,
it's on.
The line. And then it says,
dude, we're like two gay dads on Christmas morning and our kid, our adopted kid, just wants to play with this so bad. We're figuring it
out. Yeah, and he's like, I'm sorry,
son. We'll figure it out. It says battle mode. Steve, how do you do battle mode?
Press the third button to end the smack talk battle. Find out the...
End it.
Find out the WWE Universe's reaction through the crowd meter and chants.
Not happy about it. There was booing.
Superstar tip, the WWE Universe will react better to loud smack talk battles.
Just how crazy are you willing to get?
Oh, how crazy am I willing to get, Dean Ambrose?
Oh,
couldn't help but hear your little story. Prepare for dirty deeds.
I need your dirty deeds. I need your dirty leads. To...
Welcome to the Ambrose Asylum. Just how crazy are you willing to get?
I know we already did this part of the conversation. Don't turn my mic off. I got something here.
Present real.
Looks like we have a new superstar in the making.
So, very important lesson learned there. Kids, it's not what you say. It's how loud you say it.
I'm telling you.
Just how crazy are you willing to get?
John C. Kevin Owens. Seth.
Anyway, Mike had the manual over there for a while, and he circled one particular point on the manual, and it's something that it says in very bold print on the very bottom of the front page of the microphones for the battle microphone, live action. It says, English-speaking toy. Oh, sorry. English-speaking only toy. English speaking only toy? English speaking only toy!
Dude, it's like this sign in Burbank that says, fix now phone.
Or like, fuck, there's so many good ones,
English
dude.
English speaking only
there's
toy.
So many fucking good ones. English speaking only toy.
Holy shit, dude. Holy shit, that's great.
All right.
Whoever did that in, like, if this was outsourced to, like, India or something, they did that on purpose for sure.
Yes.
To say, fuck you.
Yes.
You want us to write what? Fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
We got to figure out how to use that as just a microphone or I'm going to flip out.
Oh, yeah, we'll figure it out. We got this. Indie speaking bunny. I found out.
The fan that did not agree to stop at the same time.
Yusef Gad sends a History Road saying, and we're going to get through this kind of quick. This is a hypothetical. Greetings to horn honkin' comedian duo Stevie Zed and Mike Brett. My name is Yusef, and I have a question for you. If open eyes, close eyes guy met a woman that has horn bulbs for eyes, how would he go about flirting with her and or asking her out for a date? Thank you, and have a nice day.
Open eyes, close eyes guy.
I mean, can I just be honest about this?
Uh-huh. That's terrifying.
It's terrifying. I don't think open eyes, close eyes guy would continue that date.
No, it's not like... Like, he... First of all, he has standards. Yeah. Second of all, he's not kind enough to give a girl with horn bulb eyes a chance.
Absolutely.
He's not...
He's
like
out
a,
of there.
He's not like a nice guy. If you'll remember back to the origination.
No.
He's just kind of this, like...
He's foreign. He doesn't understand.
No, he doesn't have a the same set of manners.
No, no, no.
But also, he's an established professional.
Yeah.
You know, he's not giving the time of day to some freak with horn eyes.
Alex Gomez sends a History Road saying, the Grand Valley. Hello, Mike and Steve, Impossible Valley Folk members. I'm writing to you from the Grand Canyon, Colorado.
I'm writing to you from the bottom of the Grand
Canyon. I'm writing to you from the Grand Valley in Colorado, a.k.a. Grand Junction area, heard of it, and do think of myself as a real valley folk. Anyways, I'm writing to suggest a yearly gathering for valley folk fans in the Grand Valley. I definitely suggest it, but I can already hear Steve saying no. Love you, DB2HHBB, Al Pal Gomez. I mean, I love how he said, hello, Mike and Steve. He sent this to the Dynamic Banter email, but it's really a Valley Folk.
That should have said, hello, Mike and Steve. Mike, if you wouldn't mind sitting this one out.
Mike, would you leave the goddamn room?
Mike, I love the show. This has nothing to do with you.
All right, one last History Road here from Guinevere Clark.
There are so many people who want their History Road read on the show who are so mad that that last one.
Yeah, I'm mad at it. I'm mad. I'd love to do Valley Folk meetups in all sorts of valleys and shit. Let's make some money first.
San Fernando.
Then we
San
can Fernando get Valley. The San Fernando Valley, yeah. Guinevere Clark. Guinevere is such a cool name.
That is a really fucking cool
Love
name.
Love it. It's a great name. Short blank blank joke. Hello, boys. I've recently gotten my boyfriend into the blank is my favorite blank joke structure, and he came up with my favorite so far. We were watching videos about soup dumplings. In the video, of course.
Yeah.
In the video.
Hell yeah, soup dumplings.
The person who was saying how they like dumplings with lots of liquid. If they're just moist, then it's just like dumpling sweat. My boyfriend immediately responded with, dumpling sweat is my favorite sex position. Thank you very much for reading. I love you, BB boys, so much.
That's an example of a great history room. That's a great history room.
Lots of love from Guinevere in Reno. Guinevere of Reno! Let's get out of here, Mike. I gotta go. I gotta go to Comic-Con, but I gotta do a fucking Valley cast before we do it. So.
Thank you so much for listening. New t-shirts that we announced last week are still available for order on the site. Unless they're gone by now, which I hope they're not gone by now. Hit up the site for that. The next Friends and Friends show at the Laugh Factory in Hollywood, West Hollywood, California is August 5th at 7:45, and I can get all of you on the guest list if you want to be. So just hit me up on any social medium and say, I'm bringing this many people, and this is my name, and you're on. Keep watching the videos that Ryan's been working so hard on. Ryan, you're not here, so I'll say nice things about you. You've been doing great. Thank you, Brett, for these toys. Thank you, Steve, for the boys.
And thank you, Mike, for the laughs. And thank you, James, for the crafts. Thank you guys for listening. If you're at Comic-Con, this is Friday morning. This is going up. But if you're at Comic-Con around the area... I'd love to see ya. I'll just be around. Yeah. Mike will be there too.
I'll be there. I'm doing a panel on Friday for the fabulous Fuzzy Freak Brothers.
Yeah.
Which are, is an animated show from the makers of American Dad and King of the Hill. And it stars two of the workaholics, Adam Devine and Blake
Shivelman.
Shivelman.
Well, thank you guys so much. And if you are at Comic-Con, we'd love to see you. Mike and I will be walking around probably looking at toys and shit. Mm. So give us a big old hi. Don't do one of those tweets where you're like, I saw you, but I got scared. Just come say hi. God damn it. We're nice people. All right. Love you guys. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
And that's a bye now.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.